Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
I am, yeah.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype, it was, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the subtype, it was Burkitt cell lymphoma.
Burkitt cell, okay. Let me put that there. And then let me go to this next section here. And that's the only, you've been diagnosed just the one time, right?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then about when would you say that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed September 22nd of 2018.
So 9/22/2018?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you mostly use the product just residentially at home, or was it for
yes.
work or both?
No, it was just residential.
Okay. And in that, while you were using it at home, did anyone else in the household get sick? Any friends, family, or neighbors, or just yourself?
Just myself.
Oh, sorry. You drew the short stick, as they say, huh?
Right, yeah.
And then give me the mailing address to where you had the most exposure.
It was 8024 Anasazi Ranch Avenue. That's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131.
And is that where you are now?
Yes, it is.
Cool. How's Vegas? I imagine you guys started getting chilly then?
Oh, yeah. It's freezing. It's freezing now.
How cold is it?
Well, freezing to me is like 68.
Yeah, I mean, we were 51 this morning. We're in California, so it is definitely getting chilly.
Yeah.
For sure. And then let me go to this next part here. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 39.
Okay. And about how many years would you say that you used the product?
About 8 years.
8 years? Okay. So definitely over 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I started using it in like July of 2010 when I looked it up.
Okay, that's good info. Let me jot that down. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
And then I'm going to list off some other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'm just going to put no unless you tell me that you currently have one of these ailments. The list starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C,
no.
HIV AIDS,
no.
diabetes mellitus,
no.
lupus,
no.
rheumatoid arthritis,
no.
organ transplant,
no.
Epstein-Barr,
no.
other cancers,
no.
no? Okay. And then do
no.
you have any family history of cancers?
No.
Okay. And let me put this here. And then will you go ahead and spell out your first middle name, if applicable, and then last name?
Sure. It's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A. Middle name is Ann, A-N-N. And last name is Grossi. It's G as in girl, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, E as in Edward.
Okay. And then for the recording, will you confirm your gender, please?
Female.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay. And then when did you first make the connection that the Roundup got you sick? So sort of when did it when and how did it click? Was it something you saw online or read about or saw on TV? Or...
No, it was really like a combination. I started seeing, you know, advertisements and then, you know, commercials and fill out these forms. And then when I had the test, you know, in 2018 and it came up, you know, as, you know, lymphoma, and they did all those, you know, biopsies and such, it, that's really when, I guess.
For October of 2018?
It was September. I had some tests done September 19th of 2018.
Okay. So then we'll say that by the time you were diagnosed on the 22nd, you had already kind of figured it out, if that's fair.
Oh, yeah.
And this next question is for your height and weight.
5'8", 150.
And then 702-863-5140 is your cell phone?
It is.
And what would be the best email address for you?
So it's A and then Grossi, my last name, CIDS at Gmail.
So A, Grossi, Sigs at gmail.com?
Yeah, it's C as in cat, I as in igloo, D as in dogs, S as in Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I work for, it's okay. It stands for Clinical Infectious Disease Specialist.
Oh, got it.
It was a work email. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's clever. I like it. I just misheard and it. I spelled out Sigs like cigarettes.
Yeah.
But you working in that industry, I don't imagine that you were a smoker ever.
No, not at all.
And then about how many times a month would you say you used the product when you were using it?
About once a month.
Okay, so about 12 times a year. And then again, you already confirmed that you used it at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that you started using it in about July of 2010. And then did you stop using it in September when you were diagnosed?
I did. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me put that there. Now, when you would apply the product, I know this was for residential use. Were you mostly, did you get the concentrate and then mix it yourself and then put it in a pump sprayer, or did you get the pre-mixed container that had the sprayer?
No, it was the concentrated, and then I used the spray bottle.
Okay. About how big was your yard?
Like 12 to 13 meters.
Okay. And then would you normally wear any protective gear when applying or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And then
I wish I did.
Right. Let me put this here. And then you already confirmed that you were the one directly spraying every time you sprayed it, right?
Yes.
And then about 12 times a year for about 8 years, so 96 exposures. Now, is your home on a well water or city water?
City water.
And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or not really?
No.
And then when you would get the product, was it primarily like at a larger store like a Home Depot or Lowe's, or was it like a smaller mom and pop?
Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay.
No, definitely Home Depot.
And now I know it's been, gosh, several years since you last used the product and were diagnosed, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or any empty containers or anything like that?
No, I got rid of the containers at the time and...
Right, get those chemicals away from you.
I don't have. Yeah. And really, like, I strive to pay cash for everything, but, I mean, that doesn't mean I wouldn't have a receipt, but I don't.
Sure. And then you already said you've never been a smoker. This next question asks if you are currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income.
Employed.
And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any of your treatments?
Not from my current job. And actually, at the time of this, when I was going through treatment, I was not working.
ID?
I'm sorry, I'm here. Did you hear me?
No, you had cut out. I was asking for your current job title.
Oh, I'm a medical assistant.
MA, okay. And then what is the name of your employer?
It's the SIDS, it's CIDS, it's the Clinical Infectious Disease Specialist.
Angela, hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what keeps happening, that we got a bad connection, I think now.
Yes, sorry, it's a little spotty, but if it gets disconnected, I'll call right back, okay?
Okay.
This is just asking if and you can say yes or no, let me know. So have you ever been involved in other lawsuits, ever filed for disability or workers' comp, or ever filed for bankruptcy? Do any of those apply or
No.
no? Okay.
No.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then, what is the name of the hospital or medical facility that diagnosed you?
Mountain View Hospital.
Okay, I see it here. Oh, that's a nice looking hospital. Let me put that in there.
All right.
And then, do you recall your doctor's name?
Oh yeah. Yes, Dr. Vicuna, Brian Vicuna, saved my life.
Do you happen to know how to spell Vicuna by chance?
I do. It's VICUNA.
Okay, perfect. And then either yourself or him or the facility will have medical records, right?
Absolutely, he
Okay.
has them all.
And then do you remember the kind of treatment that you did? Was it chemotherapy, immunotherapy, stem cell transplant, radiation, surgery? Do you recall by chance?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. How could you forget? No, yeah, I went through chemo, radiation, and then just some pain medication slash vitamin, medication therapy, I guess.
Sure. And then do you recall when the treatment first started?
The treatment first started, I was tested in September, diagnosed in September. So, treatment started September for sure, September 26th, actually, of 2018.
Perfect. Let me write that down. And then you said that the address you gave me on Anzazei Ranch is your current one?
Anasazi.
Anzazi, there
Yes.
you go. Okay. And we're just about done. Two more questions here. This next one is just saying that we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Sure.
And then, do you live with this individual or no?
Yes.
Alrighty, is there a name?
Damon, Damon, last name Jones,
and phone number?
702-684-3060.
And relation?
It's my fiance.
Okay, and we would have permission to contact if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and then the last portion is just for the HIPAA compliance. Let me go to it here. Date of birth? 7779. And then the last four of the social?
3792.
Okay. And then you should be getting an automated text message from DocuSign here shortly. It will be for a quick e-signature. Now, I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, kind of just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you on where to tap next.
Okay.
And then let me know when it lets you submit it. You should see a yellow finish button when you're done. And if you click it, if it doesn't go through, then it means we might have missed a click somewhere else.
Okay. Okay, so it says I'm done signing.
Alrighty, so you're all set. In about two or so weeks, a week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to introduce themselves and then double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors, and then they'll tidy you up in their system. So other than that, you are all set. Weekend's coming up here, so I hope you have a good weekend coming up. And other than that,
thank you.
I hope you have a good day. Bye, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you.